Hello, everybody. Welcome to the 18th, Yup Counted 18th episode of Collegeville Conversation. I'm your host, Jason Phelan. Now, just recently, NBA All-Star Weekend has passed us by, so you know the CC has to cover it, and we will, but first, a word from our sponsors. Stick around. So with this episode, we got a lot to unpack because we are covering all of our All-Star Weekend in this episode, from the skills challenge to the three-point contest, the dunk contest, and yep, the 70th annual NBA All-Star Game. Now, to start off with the skills challenge, the favorite to win the skills challenge this year was CP3, Chris Paul. One of the greatest point guards of all time, one of the greatest players of all time, one of the most skilled point guards of all time, of course. You would expect him to win over a bunch of big men, such as Domantas Sabonis, Nikola Vucevic. You could even say Julius Randle's big man, too. And Luka Doncic was in there as well, but he's not considered a big man. You know, this skills challenge, this has proved that big men are evolving, as we all know, of course. Domantas Sabonis ended up winning. He's one of the best stretch big men in the league. Plays for the Indiana Pacers. He definitely is having a great, great season. Otherwise, he wouldn't be here in the All-Star game, of course. But he played great in the skills challenge as well. Now, Luka Doncic. Let's go to Luka Doncic real quick. During the skills challenge, it didn't even really seem like he was putting up that much of an effort or trying at all. I would say he's the second favorite to win the Taco Bell skills challenge, but it just didn't seem like he wanted to be there, really. It seemed like he was really only there for the All-Star game, of course, or just probably trying not to get hurt, but there's very little risk that anybody could get hurt during the skills challenge. But I thought Nikola Vucevic upsetting CP3 was really surprising, you know? Vucevic, I would say, is a very true center, true big man. He's in the post a lot, so obviously you won't catch him really shooting that many threes, but he definitely beat Chris Paul. The thing that was the turning point in that round between Chris Paul and Nikola Vucevic of the Orlando Magic is that Chris Paul missed the layup portion of the skills challenge, and that really cost him because Chris Paul was ahead of Vucevic until that point. So then Vucevic got the layup. He then dribbled down court and then made the jump shot before Chris Paul could make his. So it's just great to see that big men are evolving, and it's something that we will continue to see. More and more big men are starting to move like guards, you know. Joel Embiid, he can handle the ball really, really well. Obviously, Sabonis being the winner of the skills challenge, he can move around pretty well. Kevin Durant, who's basically a 7-footer, not really considered a big man, but he can play center if he really wanted to. He moves like a guard too, you know, and he's one of the best scorers of all time. But it's something that obviously the game of basketball evolves, and it's something that we're going to continue to see more and more in the coming years. Because there's a lot more emphasis on the three-point shot now. So bigs obviously had to adapt their game in order to stay relevant. And this big man shooting creates a lot of spacing on teams, which definitely helps teams a lot when it comes to opening up offense and letting the guards drive in and just doing whatever they want. And it helps teams a lot with scoring. But back to the skills challenge. Congrats to Domantas Sabonis of the Indiana Pacers on winning it. And hopefully he continues to have as great of a season that he is having right now. So it's going to be interesting to see if he can lead the Pacers into the playoff hunt and continue his success in the playoffs. Now on to the three-point contest. Was there any real surprise here on who the winner was? It seemed like Stephen Curry cleaned up the competition. scoring 31 points in his first round. But however, Mike Conley did make him sweat in the final round. Conley scored 27 points and Curry scored 28 points, just beating him on the final shot. Now, this contest, it included Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown of the Boston Celtics as well. It also included Donovan Mitchell and Mike Conley of the Utah Jazz, as well as, of course, Stephen Curry. But it doesn't really seem like there is much really to be said other than the fact that it was just a representative of a former Larry Bird quote, who's shooting for second. Because, you know, with the greatest shooter of all time in the three-point contest, who is shooting for second, you know? And apparently this time it was Mike Conley. But I don't really think that there is much to say about this three-point contest other than, you know, Steph Curry won. It was pretty predictable. This is his second three-point contest win. And hopefully, he continues this success and he does it again next year, because he really just put on a show this year. Some of his shots seemed like they didn't even hit the net when they came down, but they did go in. So there's nothing really to be said about the three-point contest other than congratulations to Stephen Curry. Congrats on all your success so far, and hopefully you can continue the success and lead the Warriors into the playoffs. So now on to the dunk contest. This was really frustrating, I think, and I can speak for a lot of other people that the dunk contest was a little bit of a snooze fest this year. It can best be described that Cassius Stanley of the Indiana Pacers, he had the best dunk and it was rated a 44. A 44 with a through-the-legs dunk on the first try. You know, the participants of this dunk contest, they were Cassius Stanley of the Indiana Pacers, Obi Toppin of the New York Knicks, and Anfernee Simons of the Portland Trailblazers. Obviously, Anfernee Simons ended up winning, but one of his dunks was really weak. That was rated higher than Cassius Stanley's through-the-legs dunk. It was rated a 46. He tried to kiss the rim, but he missed the kiss on the rim, and he still dunked it, though. Don't get me wrong. He still dunked it. He still got up, but you have to make, if you're going to kiss the rim on a dunk, you have to kiss the rim, of course. The dunk contest has been getting really, really, really weak at this point. The judges of this dunk contest, they were Hall of Famer Dominique Wilkins, Spud Webb, Jason Richardson, D. Brown, and Josh Smith. All of those guys are former dunk contest champions. So you would think that they would judge a little bit better than they have. And the dunks are rated out of 50. So Cassius Stanley got a 44 out of 50 on his through the legs dunk. But Anfernee Simons won the dunk contest. Obviously, there's been a lot of talk on whether or not the NBA should just retire the dunk contest altogether. I honestly would not mind that personally. What else can you really show that in the dunk contest that would be different than what has already been done over 30 plus years? Unless somebody does a backflip dunk. Backflip, front flip, that kind of a dunk. I personally, if the dunk contest were to be replaced, I would definitely replace it with a 1v1 tourney. That would definitely be something to see. And it would be really competitive. It would make players try, of course. And it would probably bring in the star players to play. Because, you know, a lot of star players, they don't really compete in the dunk contest anymore, probably because of risk of getting injured. So that's why you see a lot of bench guys, not a lot of known players in the league doing the dunk contest. So if I were to replace the dunk contest, it would definitely be with a 1v1 tournament. And I believe that a lot of people would agree with me. It's just, they need to change it up a little bit. They need to spice up our All-Star Weekend just a little bit more. And if something is getting bland, you just have to change it, you know? And that is the case right now with the dunk contest. You see, what else, like I said before, what else is there that we haven't really seen yet? I'm sure there is a lot more stuff that we haven't really seen. We can get those dunkers on Instagram that do a lot of impossible dunks that you see. Or to spice things up, we could bring back slam ball and make that the dunk contest. Add that in. So you could see like maybe a 1080 dunk, 720, something like that. It's just adjusting with the times. You gotta spice things up a little bit if you want more and more people to watch. But if that could happen, that would be something to see. Obviously, congratulations to Anfernee Simons of the Portland Trailblazers of winning. Hopefully, your career continues to pick up the way that it has. And he's only 21 years old, so he's still got a lot of time left. He could have a good career ahead of him, I think so. So yeah, congratulations to him. And now time to talk about the main event. Yep. The 70th NBA All-Star Game. Now, the theme of this year's All-Star Game was helping out HBCUs. And whichever team won a quarter of the game, a charitable contribution of $150,000 for each of the first three quarters won. And the winning team will have $300,000 donated to their charity. Team LeBron represented the Thurgood Marshall College Fund, and Team Durant represented the UNCF. Now, the matchup this year was Team LeBron once again, and then newcomer Team Durant. The teams were picked through a draft, which LeBron James and Kevin Durant as the captains of the team. And on Team LeBron was LeBron James, Giannis Antetokounmpo, Steph Curry, Luka Doncic, Nikola Jokic, Jaylen Brown, Paul George, Rudy Gobert, Damian Lillard, Chris Paul, Domantas Sabonis, and Ben Simmons. Ben Simmons did not play, of course, due to COVID contact tracing. On Team Kevin Durant was Kevin Durant, Bradley Beal, Joel Embiid, who also did not play due to COVID contact tracing with Ben Simmons, Kyrie Irving, Kawhi Leonard, Jason Tatum, Devin Booker, who did not play, Anthony Davis, who did not play due to injury, James Harden, Zach LaVine, Donovan Mitchell, Julius Randle, Nikola Vucevic, and Zion Williamson. Eventually, Mike Conley replaced Devin Booker in his first ever All-Star appearance. Before the game started, on the Collegeville Conversation Instagram account, I put out a pregame poll of who you guys thought was going to win. And 100% of voters voted for Team LeBron, and rightfully so, as Team LeBron won the game by a score of 170 to 150. This All-Star game was pretty interesting. It was the same exact format as last year's All-Star game, and the format was a target score will be set by adding 24 points to the leading team's total after the first three quarters. The first team to reach that total wins the game. The number 24 number, it comes as a tribute to the late, great Kobe Bryant. Like I said before, just hours before tip-off, Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid. Embiid is also the front runner for MVP of the Philadelphia 76ers. They were scratched from the game due to being exposed to COVID-19 from a barbershop in Philadelphia. However, they have continued to test negative, and they are not expected to miss any games in the regular season as of right now. The first thing I got to say about this All-Star game is that Steph Curry and Dame Lillard, they put on an absolute laser show with deep threes throughout the whole entire game. It was just half-court three after half-court three, and they were just draining them back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Lillard, he even hit a half-court three to win the game for Team LeBron. I think it was the perfect ending to an All-Star weekend that seemed to be dominated by three-point shooting and is also in a league dominated by three-point shooting. Obviously, the three-point contest was dominated by three-point shooting as well by, of course, Stephen Curry. Like I said before, Team LeBron won the game by a score of 170 to 150. Throughout its existence, Team LeBron is 4-0 in All-Star games. You got to think that LeBron will be a team owner at some point in his life after he retires from basketball. As a Philadelphia 76ers fan, I really wish that Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons played. It really was heartbreaking that they were kind of scratched last minute on from playing. And, you know, who wouldn't want to see the MVP frontrunner and possible defensive player of the years in Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid in the All-Star game, you know? It's just the type of thing that you come to see the All-Star game for is to see the best players. And Embiid is arguably the best player this season so far. But, you know, it is what it is. I hope that Joel and Ben continue to test negative so that the Sixers can continue on succeeding and potentially make a great playoff run and that it doesn't affect any of their season. But Embiid will be back in the next All-Star game, hopefully so. And so will Ben. Giannis Antetokounmpo of Team LeBron, he was named NBA All-Star Game Kobe Bryant MVP. Giannis made history by going 16 for 16, 100% shooting in the All-Star game for 35 points, which is unprecedented. Nobody with a minimum of 10 shooting attempts has not missed in the All-Star game. And it just shows how great Giannis is. He made a few three-pointers, which is something he is not known for. So maybe this will boost his confidence when shooting threes, and it'll unlock that aspect of his game. And maybe it'll pick the Bucks up a little bit more and lead them to the finals. Because Giannis Antetokounmpo with a three-point shot, a consistent three-point shot, top 10 player of all time, in my opinion, no doubt. Top 15 at the least. I think he's going to end up there anyway. And, you know, props to Julius Randle, I gotta say, for making his first ever All-Star game. The Knicks, they finished the half of the season over 500. They are in the playoff race, so that's something great that you love to see. And also, all of the Atlantic division, the Sixers, the Nets, the Celtics, the Raptors, and the Knicks, if I haven't said that, they are all in the playoff race. The whole entire division is in the playoff race. It's arguably the best division in the whole entire league, I would definitely have to say. Props to Zion, of course, for making his first All-Star game appearance. And especially props to Mike Conley for making his first All-Star game appearance. He's been in the league since 2007. He's had some seasons before where he should have been in the All-Star game with the Memphis Grizzlies. I say a lot. Those Grizzlies teams in the 2010s with Marc Gasol, Zach Randolph, Tony Allen, and, of course, Mike Conley. Mike Conley deserved to be in the All-Star game. He's scored 20 points per game on multiple occasions throughout his career in his season. So it's good to see that he is finally getting the All-Star recognition that he deserves. And that's just what basketball is all about, you know. So congrats to Team LeBron by winning once again for the fourth year in a row. and donating all that money to charity to the Thurgood Marshall College Fund. And congrats to Giannis Antetokounmpo of Team LeBron for winning the NBA All-Star Game, Kobe Bryant MVP. Next year's All-Star Game will be in Cleveland. Hopefully next year that there will be fans in the stands, or at least more so a huge crowd. And it's definitely just going to be a sight to see once venues are allowed to be back at full capacity. Thank you for listening to this episode of Collegeville Conversation. Catch new episodes every single Tuesday. As always, I'm your host, Jason Phelan. Have a good one.